producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Part Stevie B.
Your brother Steven is my favorite Baldwin brother.
One part KMC.
Found this thing at townhall.com by Kevin McCullough.
Now, on the BMX Radio Network, it's Baldwin McCullough Radio. Talking about the dilemmas of life and no one else will. And trying to make sense of it all.
3 months ago, the president promised to call us out. You here today are that hope and change for America. 3 days later, Mr. President, here we are!
Stephen Baldwin and Kevin McCullough.
Decision 2016 continues, and there it is tonight to the big headlines. Hillary Clinton winning in Nevada, Donald Trump winning in South Carolina, Ted Cruz and Marco Rubio still battling for second place. Kevin McCullough, glad to have you with us in New York as we pull out to the larger studio shot here. We've got so much to get to even in this hour. Thank you for being with us. We've got political and campaign experts yet to join us. Steve Dace, who is not only a nationally syndicated talk show host, but he's also a member of the Ted Cruz operations. We'll get some Camp Cruz reaction to the still burgeoning battle between he and Rubio for that second spot. They're going down like into the 100 or so votes that separate them. And Alicia Krauss is also going to be with us from Salem Media of Los Angeles. She's a longtime campaign expert, and she used to work for the great one, Sean Hannity, great American, Sean Hannity, and now a very talented talk show host of her own in morning radio in the Los Angeles area. That's all straight ahead. But we also have some other news tonight. Jeb Bush has withdrawn from the race. He suspended his campaign. That's going to change things up quite a bit. And you just heard from Kayleigh McEnany, those of you that were with us for Hour 1, there's no telling who that helps. It might not help Marco Rubio at all. It might help John Kasich kind of have a bolstered presence, who I think is going to stay in until at least Ohio. Rubio's going to stay in until at least Florida. You've got Cruz that has every reason to stay in on Super Tuesday. Of course, Donald Trump's winning. So there's no reason for anyone really to drop out at this stage. We will see where all that goes and get some more expert opinion in this hour of the Decision Desk 2016 broadcast from the South Carolina primary tonight. But glad you're with us. But I want to welcome back to the Kevin McCullough microphone a man that has helped keep this broadcast on the air for the last number of years. In fact, if you watch on Biz TV, you see the cute little MyPillow logo in the bottom corner of the television screen there. That's because of this guy sitting right here, Mr. Mike Lindell, who often stops by the studio when he's in New York. Welcome back. Good to have you.
Thanks, Kevin. It's great to be here. I love stopping by when I'm in New York.
Now, some people don't know this, but you're kind of a political junkie. You like to watch the when we had lunch this week, you're asking me, so what do you think's going to go down the south? You always want to know the inside scoop.
Oh, absolutely.
And you live in a very politically interesting state, the state of Minnesota.
Right, where our votes don't count.
Well, why wouldn't they count?
It's just so, it's real, very liberal.
Okay, it's just one side.
It's all blue.
And you're the three or four red people that are.
Absolutely. Gotcha.
Well, and you know, politics does matter when you run a company like MyPillow. Tax policy and policy that incentivizes entrepreneurialism and so forth. That all counts, guys. I'm getting some bleed through here. Can we figure out what that is? So at the end of the day, how a small business operates is greatly impacted by a presidential
absolutely.
Race.
I've got over 700 employees now, and I do all my own manufacturing here, so it means a lot to me what's going to happen with the election.
Well, and what we're going to see, I think, as we go through in the days to come, there's going to be a real sharp divide between ideas. Someone that's very pro-business, and you've confessed to me off the air, you have sympathies for Mr. Trump. He's a guy that's He's run a lot of profitable companies, and you think the country might be helped by that?
Right. I think he was a CEO like I am, and he's been there. I think he even said it to himself yesterday. I think he said they asked him who would be a good running mate with him. He said somebody in politics.
Yeah.
And he said I don't want two of me. I think Trump said that on TV. He said I don't need two of me. You know.
So he needs one of the senators or somebody to be his running mate.
I believe so. You know. I think he would be to take it all. Perspective. I mean, he's ran so many companies, and it takes a lot to do that.
When you're trying to do that in the condition that America's in right now, over the last 7 or 8 years, has that gotten easier or worse?
Well, for me, the adversity I faced was, I don't know if it had to do with the, you know, the economy so much. I know there was times where we've had, you know, it's very easy to get workers. You know, when I exploded, went from 5 employees to 500 in 2011, they just flooded in the door because everybody's looking for work.
Yeah.
And now, I guess it's still about the same. We hire every day. We're hiring 10 to 20 people. There's so many still unemployed, you know. But the things that affect, we pay our employees really good, too, so that, you know, we're able to get, if there is any.
It's one of the untold stories of MyPillow, but you insist upon doing all of the manufacturing, even of the super secret fill that's in the pillow. You make sure that it's all done and that you hire Americans and you use Americans in the process.
Yeah, if you use the spinoff of what with MyPillow, because every part of it is made here in the U.S., there's probably thousands of people that are affected by the employment. So just having one company making everything here affects so many people. You know, the people that do our sewing, that make our fabric here, actually the fabric in South Carolina. And my patented fill is made in Wisconsin. So then we put everything together and sew it all and everything in Minnesota.
Yeah.
So, but it, you know, it just, and every employee, It just keeps going up. I figure we'll have about 1,500 by the fall.
Wow,
you know
that's a lot, because when you first started sponsoring this show, you were only at like 300 or 400 employees, and now it's 700, and you'll be double that by the time the general election rolls around.
Well, I think word of mouth spreading. Hollywood, the pillow helps people.
Sure.
You know, I love it.
Well, let's talk about that. For people that have never used the MyPillow, you do have a patented fill. It is a kind of a secret in terms of how you get that fill to lock.
Right.
But the reason it works is because you have the ability to get that fill to lock into place, and then it supports a big old heavy head like mine all night long.
Right. Well, you get your individual support. You know, no matter what your size is, you move it, and it keeps your neck straight at night, so you avoid sleep interruptions. You get into a deep sleep, you stay faster, you stay there longer, and all the other things where you can wash and dry it, it lasts 10 years, made in America, 60-day money-back guarantee. All that doesn't mean anything if the pillow wouldn't work.
That's right.
That's why we've, you know, with the problem solution that I, you know, when I invented it, that's where it's at. That's what's, you know, people telling other people, and that's why, you know, like yourself, it changed your life. That's why, you know, people tell other people, and you enjoy telling other people.
I know that I've told hundreds of people personally. I mean, I've told millions of people on the air, but I've told hundreds of people personally. And anytime I run across somebody that's having trouble sleeping, I'm like, you got to try MyPillow. And they'll be like, really? You really use it? I said, yes, I use it every night. Right. Because in April of 2014, when I went on it for the first time, I was a skeptic, didn't think it would work, brought it home. It was kind of like half deflated in the bag that I got it in.
Rolled up,
and then I unrolled it, and my wife looked at it. She goes, "What's that?" I said, "That's a MyPillow." She goes, "Okay, whatever." And we walked out of the room. I came back 2 hours later. It had fluffed up to its natural shape.
Right.
I kind of put it in the position, and I immediately fell into the deepest sleep I'd been in my entire adult life. And when I woke up a few hours later, she was like, "Well, how'd it work?" I'm like, "You know, it was okay. I knew she would take it from me if I told her how great it was."
So, that happens.
So then she starts figuring out I'm getting really good sleep. So like 2 weeks later, she's like, "I want one." And then we got your bed topper, and now we have the Giza sheets. And I like to tell people, Mike Lindell and MyPillow haven't just given people the good night's sleep back with the pillow. You've reinvented the science of sleeping. I mean, you've created a cocoon for people to get comfortable in a way that they've never gotten comfortable before.
Right. When I invented the pillow, half the people, my friends and family, they laughed at me. You're not getting a patent on a pillow. And I think everybody had become complacent that pillows, you know, it's not part of your bed sleep. A pillow is a pillow.
Right.
And the other half of the people, I found out I wasn't weird, that everybody had the problem with their pillows going flat.
Everybody has sleep problems. That's right.
Using their arm and folding their pillows and flip-flopping all night long and having this anxieties and insomnia and waking up with headaches and neck aches. And I thought, well, it'd be very simple if you could make something where you could move it and it would support you in the exact height for you and keep your neck straight.
Right.
And that's where sleep comes from. And we're actually doing a study now at a university where all the theories I have where sleep comes from, we're going to prove it. And now we'll be able to say on air what the pillow really does.
Well, because the pillow business is kind of crooked, and people come after you, and they try to say it doesn't really do what you say it does, right. And yet you've proven every single instance.
Absolutely.
Mike, it's so good to have you. We're so packed on the show tonight, but I just want to say to those of you listening and watching, Mike is offering a special offer tonight for everybody that calls tonight, 1-800-506-2641. 800-506-2641. I'll give it to you one more time. 1-800-506-2641. When you call that number, he's got buy any classic pillow, queen or king size. You're going to get a second one for free and then two of the roll and go pillows. I took one to Israel the last 2 years and got incredible night's sleep each night. Four pillows for the price of one when you call tonight. 1-800-506-2641. Call right now, 805.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Serious investors and traders want to make 81% return in 60 seconds? Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars of profits. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple that my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. From the Robert Allen System, current returns not indicative.
Today, more than ever, it's imperative that you protect your digital privacy. EDEC Digital Forensics Signal Blocking Anti-Radiation Anti-Surveillance Faraday Bags shield the contents of your phones, tablets, and key fobs from 4G, Wi-Fi, GPS, Bluetooth, NFC, and more. Find us at edecdf.com/radio or call us now at 805-222-4584. That's 805-222-4584. Radio listeners get 20% off your order.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code George if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Attention citizens, this man has received national attention for accurately predicting every major financial trend, including the market crash of 2008. His name is Harry Dent. And in his newly released book, he is making even bigger and bolder predictions that have the potential to devastate the world economy and your personal wealth. You can get a free copy of Harry Dent's bestseller, The Demographic Cliff, containing never-before-published information by simply visiting www.harrydentresearch.com. Again, that's www.harrydentresearch.com.
Live from New York, Kevin McCullough, glad to be with you on this Saturday night. It's election night. It's South Carolina. It's Decision 2016, and we're continuing our coverage of the best, what I think are the best analysts, and all of them under 50 years of age that have been on the broadcast tonight. And you're getting some really keen insight and perspective, not just of what's going on in the actual races, but of what the next generation of people that are coming up through this really believe. And if I had to pick a man besides myself that, you know, I'd consider the old man of this class, because we're in the same kind of stage of life, it would be my next guest. Steve Dace is a nationally syndicated radio talk show host. He is a declared Ted Cruz supporter, and he is also a contributor at conservativereview.com. He writes for every conservative website. You can read him at Town Hall and, well, there's so many places I can't even think of them all right now. But Steve Dace joins us from his campaign headquarters in Des Moines, Iowa tonight. Hello, Steve. Good to have you.
Hey, Kevin.
Okay, so it's kind of a weird night, right? I mean, we can agree on that. First of all, Bernie I consider it kind of a thumping in Nevada. Like, everybody was talking about this could be the breakthrough. Hillary said enough of that. Shoe fly shoe. Is he done?
He's been done for a long time. He doesn't want to win, Kevin. He's not running a campaign to win. She is vulnerable. But he's Ron Paul for the Democrats.
He won't go for the kill, is what you're saying.
Yeah. He won't draw the distinctions or differentiations that are required. I mean, he is. You watched. You know, we went through on our syndicated program. We for the first time. We always do this for the Republican debates. We did it for a Democrat debate the first time a couple weeks back, where we put the audio on the air and analyzed it in real time. And I just pointed out to the audience over and over again, where he went for doubles instead of home runs, where he let her up, where he let up instead of going for kill shots.
Yeah.
I don't think he wants to win. I think he's running to be the Democrats' Ron Paul. He represents an emerging ideological faction in a political party that wants a more mainstream seat at the table, and his candidacy is a vehicle for doing that, for socialism, like libertarianism was for Ron Paul, or at least Ron Paul's strain of libertarianism anyway. And has no interest. He's a pure ideologue. He has no interest.
Well, when you look at what he's doing by way of younger millennial voters for that party, I mean, if Hillary doesn't embrace something about him, she's got very genuine problems in a general election, regardless of who her opponent is, because her appeal is very, very stilted. I mean, it's very traditional. It's very, like, the types of constituencies that supported her husband for president are the only ones that she's still doing well with.
And, well, I mean, and that's really what's become of their coalition I've talked about this before. The Democrat Party is not a liberal party. It has fully transitioned into a leftist party.
Right.
And it's been going this way for a long time. I mean, you go back to a year ago, the arguments we had over Religious Freedom Restoration Acts in places like Indiana and Arkansas. Well, I mean, that was the exact same language that was used by Ted Kennedy and Charles Schumer in the early 1990s in the U.S. Congress. They were the co-sponsors. Schumer was in the House at the time. And Bill Clinton signed that into law.
Yeah.
About 95% of members of Congress in both parties, which was controlled by Democrats at the time, voted for a federal legislation with the exact same language that was in the bills in Indiana and Arkansas that caused so much controversy And that was 20 years ago. And that, so I think, you know, Bill Clinton in his era, moving to the middle after the Republicans won the Congress, where you saw Obama move further to the left after it happened to him, that was the end of the immigrant, middle class, Democrat, the left of center party, government should do for people what they can't do for themselves, that we sort of grew up with. And now, really, the full leftist, cultural Marxism, full-on progressivism, socialism, statism is what the Democrat Party is, which is just a soft form of communism. The tragedy is what the Republican Party is becoming as a substitute,
simultaneously,
as an alternative,
to it. Yep.
Which is no alternative at all. Frankly.
Yeah. Well, and it's interesting you're picking up on all this, because this is all happens to be kind of the subtext of your new book, Nefarious Plot. And I'm going to encourage people to check it out. You can check it out at stevedace.com. You can also get it at amazon.com. Just going to give that little plug and trust people to dig deeper on that. But it's a very, very interesting concept behind the book. Let me move to South Carolina, because this is where the drama is still playing out at this hour. We don't know who has won second place yet, but everybody's made speeches and gone home. The Trump headquarters, I think, are even empty now. What happened in South Carolina today, Steve Dace? And people do know that, to full disclosure, you are a supporter of Ted Cruz. What would surprise, not surprising, good sign, bad sign? I mean, you add up Rubio and Cruz together, they come up with 50-something percent to Donald Trump's 30-something, but right now everyone's talking about how Trump's got the free rein to march to the nomination now.
Well, I think that people running the RNC would commit just about any felony to stop Donald Trump from winning. That would be required. but if I'm wrong about that, what happened in South Carolina?
Maybe hire El Chapo to show up. And
well, I mean, Iowa wasn't that big a surprise. The candidate
right.
who had the best organization with evangelicals wins, which is what typically happened. That was Cruz. New Hampshire wasn't a surprise. The liberal Republican with the most moderate crossover votes in the open primary won. This time that was Trump. This was the first one that was going to determine what the environment was going forward. And I think if you look at the returns, South Carolina voters sent a message. Some of the messages, as a Christian, I'm not happy about. We can get into that if you want. But just purely speaking politically at first, the message sent was this. Cruz and Rubio want to hand slap each other. You know, is bronze the new first? Who has the fake momentum from the media? Who sent out these shame mailers? Who did these fake robocalls? They go back and forth, with these two campaigns do with really what amounts to political tiddlywinks. And in past cycles, everybody would have gotten their panties in a bunch debating this stuff. Meanwhile, Trump is over here debating the Pope and Islam. And the guy who's the biggest absolute jackwagon that's ever attempted to run for president in modern times, who has no worldview whatsoever, that is a complete feckless megalomaniac narcissist, comes across looking like the strong alpha male in the room, because these two guys over here have decided that it's more important to argue with each other about who finishes second or third as opposed to arguing with the guy who keeps finishing first. And so they fed right into the narrative that Trump wants, and that was the message that was sent in the returns tonight. People want you to talk about the existential issues facing them, not about the issues you have facing one another.
Yeah. By the way, the race has been called officially now. We just came in, and Trump is at one. Rubio finished officially second. Cruz third. It depends on who won the counties, county by county, Steve, and I haven't seen those numbers yet, but... Trump obviously walks away with the biggest amount of delegates, but Rubio and Cruz should both get some when they walk out tonight, right?
Yes, but I think that, you know, there's two ways to look at this. In the past, the delegate count would not be really that big of a deal, because this would be driven by perception.
Right.
But
this year it does, though, because it's a different setup. More partial delegates can be earned in each state.
That's true, but I think it's not even about the process, it's about the environment.
Okay, can you stay with us 10 more minutes? Because I've got, I'd love to hear the rest of that explanation, but we're up against
sure.
the clock. Okay, Steve Dace, Cruz supporter, nationally syndicated talk show host. He's also on my flagship here in New York, AM 970 The Answer.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $7.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Live from New York, Saturday night, Kevin McCullough, glad to have you with us. 888-340-3373 is our phone number. We are continuing our election coverage of South Carolina tonight, and everybody that we've spoken to, it's the next generation of analysis, and I happen to think the All-Stars, because they're all familiar with campaigns, have worked a lot of campaigns for the collective age that they are, and yet all of them under 50 tonight. Steve Dace is my current guest. He continues with us from the last segment. He is a nationally syndicated talk show host, heard on many of the same stations that are listening to us tonight in here in New York on AM 970 The Answer. We anchor down the evenings. I do drive time, and he's on at 9 o'clock, a gentleman by the name of and a few Hewitts in between. So if you're a regular AM 970 listener, you're not unfamiliar with Steve, and you're also familiar with his acuity when it comes to the prediction of what's going to happen. But this election cycle has thrown everything off because no one expected Donald Trump to originally run. So, Steve, before we went to the break, you were talking about people playing tiddlywinks, Trump being the alpha male. What's interesting about that from my perspective is that I think there's a lot of times when Donald doesn't act like the alpha male. I think he's very easily intimidated, gets very shaken, very rattled, does very stupid things on the stage. But when the Pope comes along and says, you know, oh, you're not really a Christian, or, you know, there's an issue of people being beheaded, man, he steps up right away and looks like that guy that's been a killer in the boardroom all those years.
That's exactly what you just said is further evidence that Cruz and Rubio going back and forth with a traditional gamesmanship, posturing Republican primary contest is a loser.
Yeah.
Because when he is confronted, he does act out like that. That's why ABC always be confronting. That's why I didn't watch the debate last Saturday night in South Carolina, because I knew it would end up with Cruz and Rubio slamming each other while Trump stood off to the side. If you're Ted Cruz, why you're arguing down with Marco Rubio, who you had beaten in two straight contests, I have not understood. And I've expressed that thought privately. I'm starting to express it more publicly now, especially after tonight. I don't understand arguing down. I agree that it's laughable that, you know, Rubio was claiming some momentum after finishing third and fifth. So then why are you arguing with a guy that we all agree has
right.
real momentum?
Just go after
him. You're giving it to him.
Yeah,
you're giving him momentum.
Just go after the guy that you've had a little bit of a tangle with.
Now, here's the problem Trump has going forward. In the past, we've had two trends. Number one, if you didn't win any of the early states, you're never the nominee. Rubio didn't win any of them.
He should drop out.
The other trend that we had is that if you won two of the first three, you're always the nominee. Trump won two of the first three. But since this is an atypical year, what you're going to see people do now is they're going to say, especially because Trump doesn't really represent one faction of the party that has some leverage traditionally. He has this sort of mishmash, amalgamation of disparate people of various groups who are just fed up for one reason or another. Nobody's going to drop out. I mean, Jeb dropped out tonight, but I mean, people who could actually win. Like, there's going to be, no one's going to say, well, for the unity's sake of the party, so we can beat the Democrats, we'll stop this from going on. No one's going to do that. I mean, Cruz is sitting with $14 million in his own bank account right now. What's his incentive to unify? I mean, you're going to see those guys actually double, triple down now, especially because they know the RNC does not want Trump. And no one, and so everyone, and with the convention being earlier this time in late July and not early September, people are going to also say, still plenty of time for people to come together if we push this thing all the
sure.
way to a convention.
I don't have to go as far on my own money,
right.
and we can get to the general election quicker.
So I think you're going to see people say, the mission is to stop Trump from getting to 1237, and then we'll see what happens at the convention. It's not about how many states you win. It's not about perceived momentum. It's about, can Trump get to 1237? And if you run the math like I have, and you look at the way the delegates are allocated, it 1237 is not an easy number for Donald Trump to get to when you have multiple candidates in the race.
Yeah. Well, and the longer that you have those multiples, the harder it is. Now, after March 15th, they do get to be a little bit more winner-take-all. You've got some big states that kick in then, Texas, California, some of those. What do you think is the outcome? How do you, in your crystal ball, if you had one, not that you do that thing, but if you could say what you think it's going to be, how do you see it shaking out?
Well, after March 15th, the winner-take-all thing is overrated right now, Kevin, because only 10 states are purely winner-take-all.
Yeah.
Even California, New York, those states are winner-take-all by congressional district, okay?
Which is what South Carolina was tonight.
Which is what South Carolina was. Right, so it's not if I get, you know, a plurality of the vote, I get them all. Now, a couple of the states that are winner-take-all that are big are Ohio and Florida.
Right.
This is why you won't see John Kasich drop out, because even if the only state he wins is Ohio, if we go to a convention, those delegates would give him some leverage at the convention in the outcome. That's why Jeb dropping out tonight was big for Rubio. He needed Jeb to drop out, like, not just a few days before Florida or a week, but a couple of weeks, so he had a chance to consolidate support down there and beat Trump, because Florida could very well be the only state that Marco Rubio wins the entire time, which would also give him some leverage as well. And then you look at Cruz with
yeah.
Texas, That's 10% of the total delegates it takes to win the nomination.
Steve,
right?
Great stuff. We're out of time. Thank you for your analysis, and thanks for fighting the good fight. We'll talk to you again.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $7.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Removing bad taste and odor from your drinking water is easy. Removing the bad stuff you don't taste is what ProPure does best. Water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure countertop, inline gravity, and household water filtration products. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com. Or call 800-544-3533.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
See when you call.
So glad you're with us from New York, Saturday night. Kevin McCullough, glad to be with you. A beautiful night if you're joining us on Biz TV. You saw a shot of the Brooklyn Bridge. It is one of those evenings just perfect in the 60s today. Couldn't be better. And it's hard to believe that it's only February. By the way, this broadcast being brought to you by MyPillow. Don't forget, the 4-for-1 is in effect for tonight. You buy a classic king or queen, and they're going to give you another of the same type at no additional cost, and throw in two of the go-anywhere pillows which are just the most amazing things. I used one in Israel when I traveled, and it was as though I was home on my big full-size pillow. I just prop it up on top of the hotel pillow. But the interlocking fill, the patented formula, it is guaranteed to give you the best night's sleep you've ever had. And tonight only, when you use promo code KMC, you're going to get the four pillows for the price of one. Four pillows for the price of one. 800-506-2641. 1-800-506-2641. Four pillows for the price of one. Use promo code KMC. 800-506-2641. Our election decision desk 2016 coverage continues. Everyone that has given us analysis tonight under the age of 50. And it's kind of cool to see the next generation of analysis and what it's saying and how on spot on it is. I mean, what Daish just said about Cruz playing down to Rubio in South Carolina made so much sense. Why didn't the candidate pay attention to that earlier on? Just go after and hammer the Donald. I mean, that's, you look at the numbers of everybody other than Donald tonight, and he loses in a landslide. But because the field is so splintered, he won. And that's where we're at. Someone who's got an opinion about that has worked campaigns herself. She's also an accomplished communicator on talk radio and has done a number of things on television as well. She's also been associated with that one that they call the Great American, Mr. Sean Hannity, as one of his producers for years. But now, talented morning co-host of the Morning Answer with Brian, Ben, and Alicia on AM 870 in Los Angeles. Those of you watching on Biz TV tonight in L.A. and listening on KMET, well, here's the competition, weekday mornings. But Alicia, good to have you with us. Thanks for being here.
Thank you for having me. Interesting night.
Yeah, let's dispense with the really boring stuff first. Is Bernie done? Do you think Bernie's done?
I think Bernie was done even from the moment he got in. I think that Bernie was done when it was proved in Iowa that the Democratic Party as a whole and the Democratic establishment that he talks about so much is in the tank for Hillary Clinton.
Yeah.
And I'm not even talking about the superdelegates. I'm talking about in Iowa precincts where dozens of votes went missing, where in six precincts there was coin tosses that all went to Hillary Clinton,
yeah,
which is like
defying mathematical odds.
Yeah, and I mean, I was homeschooled and math is never my greatest subject, but I know that's not the case. I mean, I'd love to take all of those coins to the strip in Vegas and bet some pretty
sure
decent odds against people, and I'd walk away a millionaire.
Put those on black seven at the Bacharach
exactly
table.
And this has been something that Debbie Wasserman Schultz has even been asked by people like Jake Tapper over at CNN of like, hey, please explain the way that this superdelegate thing works and how it isn't corrupt and how it isn't in the tank for Hillary Clinton. And you saw these AP reporters that had a lot of sources within the DNC the other day. I think it was late Thursday or early Friday. And they wrote a pretty detailed piece about how even if Bernie were to win Nevada, even if Bernie were to go into Super Tuesday and have all these wins, the superdelegates are in the tank for Hillary Clinton, and there's no way for him to bounce back from that.
Yeah. Okay, enough of the dull stuff, because literally Hillary in her $5,000 pantsuit today, I mean, and she gave
$5,000 for that?
Yeah.
That's more than I paid for my wedding dress.
She gave a, by Hillary standards, a fairly compelling speech, and I thought it just further did in Bernie having any chance. This was the only chance I thought he had to break through. African-Americans put her over the top. They're only 15% of the population in Nevada. They go to South Carolina next week where they are 40 to 50% of the voter
yeah
electorate. She's gonna kill him, and then it's just going to be on to Super Tuesday after that.
And it is very interesting to see how in Iowa, when it came to the grassroots game, that's when Bernie came incredibly close, and I would even argue that Bernie won. And he was cheated out of that.
Yeah.
That's
and
when
he didn't,
Ted Cruz.
And he wouldn't fight for it.
Game.
Like, he just didn't have any killer instinct at all.
And I agree. And that's where Ted Cruz's ground game and conservatism worked, where you're seeing in primary states where people can just wake up and they have 12 hours to go to the polls and take 5 minutes out of their day to do it, you're seeing both Trump and Hillary do exceptionally well. So I think that might be continued throughout the primary. Like, pretty much the easier the process is, the more likely you're going to have the presumptive nominee or the person that's leading nationally do better.
Yeah.
It really goes, like you mentioned, I have worked on campaigns. I've run a congressional campaign. And something that any candidate looks into before they get in a race, in addition to how do their views and their talking points align with the voters in said district or said state or nationally, they look at, hey, do people even know who I am? Trump got into this race with like 100% name recognition.
Yep.
The same with Hillary Clinton. I mean, I've been hearing about Hillary Clinton since before I even realized who Hillary Clinton was. You know, I'm going to be 30 next week, so I was young during the whole Clinton scandal.
Yeah.
But I still remember.
You missed impeachment for the most part.
But I remember my parents talking about it and my grandparents talking about it and it being on the news. And then, of course, becoming a political geek, studying about it and stuff. The Clinton's name recognition and the Trump name recognition is really something that's hard to beat when you have a lot of voters that just go in and go, oh, what's the name I've heard the most? Okay, that one.
Yeah. We call them low infos, and that's how these
and
races sometimes go.
Low info voters, it statistically is shown, tend to vote more in general elections. This is why Democrats typically do better in generals and Republicans. Specifically, like those Tea Party conservative Republicans, they showed in 2012 and 2014, they do better in off-year elections.
Well, let's talk about this then. On the Republican side, you've got Trump with a command now. The 100% of the history is you win two of the first three, you get the nomination. Let's presuppose that it's a Trump-Hillary turnout.
Although,
who's got better name ID at that point?
Between Trump and Hillary?
Yeah.
It depends on what crowd. In the political crowd, I think it's Hillary, but in the general election celebrity crowd, which unfortunately is at stake here, potentially it could be a Donald Trump. But I don't know. I still think I'm pessimistic that any Republican nominee, whether it be Donald Trump, Marco Rubio, or Ted Cruz, who I really think are the final three and have been the final three since Iowa, frankly. I think everyone else should have immediately bowed out and let those three duke it out. And
yeah.
I think you've seen very different results in New Hampshire and in South Carolina. But, you know, the past is water under the bridge. My dream isn't going to happen.
Nevada from here. Hey, Alicia, hold on. We got to take a break. Coming right back.
Serious investors and traders want to make 81% return in 60 seconds? Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars of profits. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple that my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. From the Robert Allen System, current returns not indicative of future results.
Nowadays, there are millions of people with old smartphones, iPads, tablets, you name it, just sitting around collecting dust. And if those are improperly disposed of, well, they contain unsafe, toxic materials harmful to you and the environment. But now, these devices can be used as a painless way to help support your favorite GCN shows. Visit DonateMyCell.com. Donations are tax deductible, and if you donate 10 or more devices, you'll receive a special free gift offer. That's DonateMyCell.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shot the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at selectquote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
It's live from New York, Saturday night. Kevin McCullough, glad to be with you. The phone number, 888-340-3373. We have had a packed show of analysis tonight, all coming from people under the age of 50, just to give you a different perspective on things. And a lot of our broadcast colleagues are all over the place. Alicia Krause works at KRLA in Los Angeles. Her colleague Larry Elder on Sean Hannity's TV show right now. Our other colleagues Mike Gallagher and Hugh Hewitt anchoring a Salem Media coverage of this. And here we've had several Salem Media and Fox News folks on the Saturday night broadcast here with Kevin McCullough as well. So grateful for all of these good people being everywhere talking about the most important thing of the year, which is the South Carolina primary tonight. Now, Alicia, we had to cut you off there, and this is the shortest segment we've got in the show, but South Carolina represents what to you in terms of next steps? How long does this thing play out?
I think South Carolina represented a gentleman in Jeb Bush for bowing out, even though he placed third. I think that Kasich and Carson should instantly do the same. I think that you'll see the Kasich and the Jeb support obviously go to Rubio. And the Carson support really gets split between Trump and Cruz, in my opinion. And I think that, unfortunately, Ben Shapiro, my co-host on The Morning Answer, who also runs Daily Wire, might be correct in that the only way to make sure that Trump is not the nominee is for Cruz and Rubio to figure out which one of them is going to bow out and make a deal going forward, or otherwise we might be going to a brokered convention.
Yeah.
I think that this is, to my knowledge, the closest South Carolina has ever looked in our recent history, and I'm really stunned. I think
actually McCain-Huckabee was only 3 points difference, and that shaped the rest of that election as well.
But I mean, also looking forward at the number two slot. I mean, never before can I remember the guys that got number two and number three going out and talking like they're winning. And
That's very true.
I think two of those three,
in any number of combinations, could be the actual ticket for the Republicans. And
I think you saw the ticket that Rubio won tonight when you saw him lauding Nikki Haley and holding her hand and waving.
Yeah, you know, all those endorsements didn't get him jackwagon.
in South Carolina. I agree. I totally agree. I do love, there is a part of me, though, I do love seeing him and him, Scott and Nikki Haley all up there on the stage together.
It's a picture of perfect diversity. You're not going to see that on the Hillary stage, that's for sure.
You're never going to see that on the Democratic side. And for us being the party of the old white guy, it's looking pretty good when two of our front runners are Cuban Americans and 44 years old.
Yeah. All right, Alicia Krause, thanks for staying up late with us. Well, you're on the West Coast. It's not as late there. Thanks for being here anyway, though.
It's almost my bedtime.
All right. We'll catch you again soon. Kevin McCullough, thanking everyone that's been part of the broadcast tonight. Frank Morano, Marjorie Clifton, Mr. Steve Dace, Kaylee McEnany, and Alicia Krause all lending their analysis of what happened in South Carolina and Nevada. We're back next week. Kevin McCullough, a regular show. We'll take your calls and get in on it as well. And if you want to join me during the week, TheBingeThinker.com, TheBingeThinker.com. Until then.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.